are live. May 2nd, 2010 is the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, and I want to start out the bat talking about the iPhone 4G. Now, why does Jason Vermes want to talk about the iPhone 4G? Well, it was all over the news about a week and a half ago that one of these devices had been left in a bar, and nobody believed that. But it turns out that does seem to be the case. So why is Jason Vermes talking about this? Well, the person who found the prototype in a bar, and he found the phone basically in a 3G disguise case, a 3GS disguise case. So it looked like an older iPhone, but he took the case off. He noticed, hey, this isn't like any other iPhone I know of. He made a contact. That contact then got in touch with Gizmodo and other websites, and they negotiated a deal for him to sell it for $5,000. Now, that deal was made. I think this guy was like 21 or 22 years old that actually made the deal. Here's where it gets extremely sketchy. Jason Chen, who runs Gizmodo, he's one of the main editors there, had his apartment raided. Let me repeat this. Had his apartment raided by police, had his computer seized, as long as office computers, all over this device. And they were demanding he give his source up. Now, if anybody knows anything about media out there, they don't have to give up their source. They are exempt from doing so. That's how you have honest journalism in this country and throughout the world. Did the iPhone 4G prototype raid ignore the law? In my opinion, you're damn straight it did. The case of the lost iPhone 4G prototype has turned into more than a technology issue, with charges that a raid at a blog editor's home ignored state and federal laws. It absolutely ignored state and federal laws. The plot thickened because Apple sits on the board overseeing the raid team. Oh, how shocking. Apple sits on the board of the team that raided Gizmodo. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is backing the blog whose parent is considering a lawsuit, and they should sue. When the case of the lost iPhone 4G prototype is portrayed on the Law & Order TV show, this is the point when the police have showed up and the issues of journalistic freedom are raised. Back in real life, officers with a special California task force on computer crime raided the home of Gizmodo editor Jason Chen late last week, and now Gizmodo's parent company is reportedly considering whether to sue the police. They should absolutely sue the police for this. They are a news outlet. They are journalists. If this comes their way, they have the right to report on it. They do not have the right to report on it and then get raided and have their computers taken in an intimidation move to try to give up their source. If they'll do it over an iPhone 4G, folks, they'll do it over declassified and classified documents. That's the issue. That's why this is important. And because this is so big in the media right now, we have to shine a light on this and say, yes, we need to go through with a lawsuit. These people had the right to post those images, to do a review. Last Friday, members of the Rapid Enforcement Allied Computer Team, or REACT, seized 5 computers, 3 external hard drives, a server, an iPad, and other devices from Chen's home, according to the news reports. Now, let's be real. Of course, the iPad and the server, none of that would have anything to do with the investigation whatsoever. But they do it as an intimidation tactic. They say, look, we're going to take your toys. We're going to take your means for making a living. We're taking your servers. Others have contended that while Apple can influence decisions about civil cases, it has no influence in a criminal case. Subpoena instead of a warrant. Gizmodo's lawyer Thomas R. Burke has told news media that the technology blog would have cooperated with police without a search, and that Gawker Media, which owns Gizmodo, is contemplating whether to file a lawsuit against the task force again. This is a big case. This is like somebody leaving a classified document somewhere, someone getting that document, verifying that that document is real, and then not being able to post this or being persecuted to post it. So we're going to get into this and many other things, including the bombing down in Times Square and even a little Obama news that people might not know about. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. Check us out every Sunday, 6 to 9 Central over at Infowars.com and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They they helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
May 2nd, 2010. We are live. We're going to be taking your calls. 888-201-2244. We just discussed the iPhone 4G raids at Jason Chen, the editor of Gizmodo's Home. But I want to talk about another aspect of the track, trace, and database society that is being set up. Utah bars fined for failing to scan customers' IDs. Now, it doesn't matter if you gotta look like you're 35. You don't look like you're 35. They've gotta take your ID every time you purchase alcohol and scan it into the system. Four bars in Salt Lake City and a club in Ogden have been cited by state liquor agents for failing to scan the ID of anyone who appears younger than 35 before allowing them to enter. 35. It's not 21 anymore, and it doesn't matter if they check your ID. No, it has to go into the system. The penalty for failing to electronically verify licenses is equal to serving alcohol to a minor. So now you're not serving anything to a minor. You've checked their identification, but because you didn't put it into the slave grid, it is the equivalent of serving a minor. And this really irks me especially, because I've had some problems in Austin with a New York ID where they won't sell me beer. You know, maybe on the weekend I want to get a 6-pack, I want to get a 12-pack, and I'll take my ID out and I'm 30 years old, I only have things in my wallet that say Jason Burmes on it, including my bank card, and I will literally get denied. I got denied one time with a sheriff behind the counter. And I looked at the sheriff, And I said, sir, I'm 30 years old. This is really my license. Obviously, I wouldn't be trying to give a fake license in front of an officer. And he's just like, I can't do anything. And I was forced to leave. So let's go a step further. Let's start fining small businesses, because it's only the small businesses that are going to get fined, for not tracking, tracing, and databasing their customers of 35 age or younger. Okay? That's 14 years the senior of being legally allowed to drink in this country, but we're going to rule it's the same thing as serving a minor alcohol. Peggy Bowen, owner of Chuckles Lounge in Salt Lake City, said her bartender allowed three young adults, all older than 21. Let me repeat that again. All older than 21. They had their IDs. They were checked. They were over 21 years of age to show their driver's license, but because the club did not use the electronic device, we were told we broke the law. She said the club usually uses an electronic scanning device, but on February 18th, the bartender only checked their licenses visually. I don't like it. I think it's unfair, but I don't have the money to fight this. Now everyone who looks under 60 gets their license scanned. See, they have to take it to the extreme. It's not 35 anymore. They have to make sure that a guy says, you know what? I know he's 36 years old, but he looks like he's 32. You should have scanned that license. Fine. So now they're going to up the game up to 60 years old. You can be fully bald with a cane and they're going to check your ID. And not only check it, they're going to scan you into the system when you buy that bottle of wine. Bowen paid $1,158 in fines and court costs. The offense will stay on her record, serving to increase the severity of penalties if any other violations occur. Isn't that lovely? A sliding scale for doing nothing illegal outside of the color of law. She didn't serve a minor. She did not check an ID. She didn't scan it into the Big Brother state. And now she's being penalized for it. Including the possibility of, get this, losing her liquor license. Now you can lose your liquor license, not for serving minors, not for not checking IDs, for not scanning people's IDs who are obviously of age after a visual check. She had no other violations during her 10 years as a club and business owner, according to state records. She's been around a decade. She's broken no laws, and they're going to stick it to her. Oh, say, can you see? What a great country we live in, huh? Number one. We're number one! Lawyers with the Utah Department of Alcohol Beverage Control determined that under administrative rules, the scanner violation for bars is serious, giving the offense the same gravity as allowing a minor onto the premises or serving alcohol to underage drinkers. See, it's the same as serving teenagers beer. Not scanning an ID of somebody who is of age. Do you see the sliding scale of tyranny? Assistant Attorney General Sheila Page said the penalty was deemed serious because it involves issues relating to public health and underage drinkers. It doesn't have anything to do with underage drinkers because they checked the IDs and they weren't underage. No, it's about putting you into the system. It's about tracking, tracing, and databasing every aspect of your life outside of the computer and outside of the cell phone, which they already use, outside of the television. Now they want to be in your restaurant, in your club, in your bar. The legislative intent is clear, she said. The legislator made a determination that the scanning requirement is a gatekeeper to keep minors out of clubs. Give me a break. All right, we're going to take some calls. 888-201-2244. Let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations on Invisible Empire. Great job there.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm kind of off subject. I was still holding over from Alex's show. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, well, I get to talk to you. Anyway, you remember a few months ago when they were trying to ram the health care bill in and all that, and Obama was saying, oh, it's okay if I'm a one-term president. And then you see all these different Democrat representatives and senators saying, oh, I'm not running again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought something was strange about that, and I've been trying to call in since then, but no success. Obama can suspend, well, Sotero can suspend the election with a relatively minor terror attack or a relatively minor financial blip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not afraid. He's already shown he's not afraid. And
well, you know, so, I think he sees himself as a puppet anyway, and I don't see him as suspending the Constitution to stay in power because he's not really in power. Have you seen the latest news on Obama and this scandal that's probably going to be breaking out into the mainstream over the next weeks and months incrementally? And I'm going to read this one. I thank you for the call, David. Basically, I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, let's go back to the healthcare. Yes, these guys are cocky. Yes, they think they can get anything through. Yes, they are not beholden to the people. Hey, they have voting machines that'll just vote them in. Okay, so now I don't think that he's going to suspend the Constitution. I don't like all the terror ramp-ups. We don't only just have a bomb in Times Square. They're also reporting one at a marathon in Pittsburgh. But we're going to get into that in a minute. The National Enquirer, which everybody, oh no, the National Enquirer. Well, the National Enquirer is actually very good at outing people when they're cheating on their wives. They were the first to go after John Edwards and his mistress, and that turned out all true. Well, Barack Obama has kind of had this persona about him that he's, you know, a good family man. He would never cheat on his wife. They're very much in love. They do everything together. It's the facade of an actor. And this is the breaking news. And again, the media isn't jumping all over this right now. They may later, you may just see it incrementally get introduced and then, oh, that can't be true. But this is the kind of thing that a president can get caught doing and has often got caught doing. And I'm not sure how it's going to change his public perception. When Clinton was caught cheating, for instance, it was a whole thing. They had the impeachment hearings, but it was really used as a cloud cover during the end of his second term for certain powers that be to get their agendas passed. I don't see this in this case. Obama cheating scandal, shocking new reports. And I got to tell you, they have a good track record for outing people who are cheating on their wives. Reports out of Washington, D.C., President Obama is in a shocking cheating scandal after being caught in a Washington, D.C. hotel with a former campaign aide. A confidential investigation has learned that Obama has become close to a gorgeous 35-year-old Vera Baker in 2004 when she worked tirelessly to get him elected to the U.S. Senate, raising millions in campaign contributions. Close quarters, a campaign, probably a cold relationship with the wife, as many of these politicians actually have. Folks, there's some politicians that don't even live with their wives, a.k.a. Dennis Hassert. Okay, Dennis Hassert, the former Speaker of the House, has lived with his male aide for over 20 years. Okay, his wife lives outside of D.C. in the state he represents, and when she flies in, she doesn't even stay with Dennis. She stays in a hotel across the street. Elliot Spitzer didn't just have sex with one prostitute. I know that's the myth, that, oh, one prostitute, Ashley Dupree, who's now in Playboy and a new celebritard for the New York, what's she writing for? What's the gossip rag? It's not the New York Times. It's that other the Post, right? The New York Post. There it is. Yeah, she writes for the New York Post. She's the new whore of the month. Yay! Well, she wasn't Elliot Spitzer's only whore. She was among dozens, if not hundreds. These people have little to no souls. You are nothing to them. You're a piece of meat. These people are, they're monsters in most cases. They don't care about you. They live a lifestyle where everything is given to them. They live at the lap of luxury through special interests. They don't care about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And again, this is probably true. The man is probably having an affair with this woman, Vera Baker, and maybe many others. Who knows? I don't know the guy's bedroom habits, but I doubt he's the straight-laced great man that's going to be the president of the world. And quite frankly, I don't know if he's slick enough to get out of it in the sense that Bill Clinton did, because it's really too early in his presidency. We're only in year two. Now the investigators are searching for a hotel video surveillance tape. Can you imagine if they have a surveillance tape of the president with another woman? That could be big time. It could be huge. That's why we're reporting it on this show. Because personally, I don't care about the bedroom affairs of these people. I did out people in Invisible Empire, but I did so because they do it hypocritically. They pose as Christian conservatives, as men of the Lord. Obama has posed as a good Christian family man, and what are they doing? They're cheating on their wives. They're getting male prostitutes. Some of them are into pedophilia. That's where it really crosses the line into No Return, where I have to step up to the plate and report on these people. We're taking your calls. This is a biggins. Obama cheating scandal. Shocking new reports. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This news of Obama having an affair could work in favor of the elites because it will cause such a distraction, such a tabloid type of media firestorm where that will be the focus. Oh my God, she feels betrayed. Obama's wife, Michelle, is so upset. What is she wearing? Where is she crying? Is she laughing again? And they can just use that distraction again and again and again and again. But on the other hand, this kind of shorthands Obama's chances of being a two-term president. And they can't just throw him to the wolves after that second term in the beginning. So it's a very interesting article, Obama cheating scandal, shocking new reports, and the National Enquirer, when they're out for blood, folks, they seem to be able to get it. All right, let's go to Apias in Chile. Seems very far away. Apias, you're on.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Ethan?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Matthias from Chile, and I want to thank you really for Invisible Empire.
Thank
I'm
you.
Doing a translation and a Spanish translation in my channel on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
And the people is greatly waking up here in Chile with the H1N1 flu vaccine. I have two questions for you. Bernice, I want to ask you if there is some document about the Blue Beam project, because I really know that this operations will be launched as a last resource on 2012, I think, with all the media hype right now, Stephen Hawking saying that maybe the aliens are going to invade us, really. My other question is regarding the Zeitgeist thing. The last month, I had the opportunity to ask Mr. Joseph what he thinks about the technocrats, the transhumanists, and he agrees with it. He also denies the population programs and the New World Order, and he even agrees with the one-child policies. So I really want to ask you what we can do with this movement, what we can do with what we can say to these people inside this new Zeitgeist religion, because they live in the future. They don't live in the present. And also,
well, they think they're going to live in the future, Matthias. I mean, I don't think that they're kind of looking at it as a futuristic wonder world that the New World Order would like to portray. That it's like the New World Order for the everyman. Look, everybody's going to have a home. And for those that don't know what we're discussing, we're talking about the second Zeitgeist film, Zeitgeist Addendum. I appreciate the call. How do you wake those people up that think that this type of socialist society, this transhumanist society where we evolve and we no longer work, is a reality? Well, you have to show them that the people that are promoting this agenda, this idea, are also calling for population control, and you're probably not going to be a part of it. As far as Bluebeam goes, I do believe there is a PDF file about Bluebeam, and it's a very short one. I'd have to go online and look for it. I'm sure there's some forums out there that could help you do so, but I kind of feel that Invisible Empire is one of those films that can take you beyond the idea that we're all going to live together in harmony, because they're always selling us the New World Order to save the Earth. The Copenhagen Climate Conference is to save the Earth. The World Banking Constitution is to save the economy. But it's none of those things. When you look at the people that are constructing this quote-unquote order, what are they? They are schizophrenic, psychopathic, sociopathic, occultic pedophiles that don't plan on letting you have some kind of a wonder world where you don't have to work. No, they expect there to be two class system, and that's what Peter Joseph won't talk about. Everyone's going to be in one class, according to him. No, that's just not possible. It's never happened throughout human history whatsoever. And even transcending whatever humanity is and becoming this super being that the elite promote isn't going to do it either. They want a super class ruling over and a serf class, a slave class, and you are part of the slave class, and we have to get it through their heads that that is the agenda. Those people deny that the New World Order is even real or in the works. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I love the show, man. I was on holdover from Alex. I want to make two quick points, if I could. First of all, I think it'd be great if we could have some of my cards and flyers that we could download off of Infowars.com, something like, business card type things. You know, here you go, Infowars.com, and something like that, easy to download. Because you can order those over the Internet and save a bunch of money. The other, that's just my point. My question is, have you seen the YouTube clip? PA, as in Pennsylvania, PA, tax, Nazis, know who you are. And really what it is it's just about, it's the IRS running an ad and saying, we know where you live and we know where your house is.
No, I haven't seen that. Is that a local IRS or is it a national IRS ad?
I'm not sure who it is, but they're running in PA. It's called PA Tax. Nazis know who you are.
Nazis know who you are. PA Tax, Nazis know who you are. We'll look for that and come back after the break. Appreciate the call. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes taking your calls, 888-201-2244. And Chuck just calling really just gave us a great tip because this does appear to be a Pennsylvania State IRS commercial in which they openly show you their track, trace, and database technology. And by the way, you owe them money. They want your money. Hit it.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Pay, PATAXPAYUP.com. PATAXPAYUP.com. That's like, hey, Tom, we know your name. Hey, Tom, nice car. Hey, Tom, nice house. Hey, Tom, nice wife. Let me pat her on the butt for you. You better pay us all your money well, something bad might happen. That's it's like literally 21st century mafia tactics. As they show you the globe, they put up little computer jargon on the side, they zoom all the way in and they say, pay up, mother trucker. George in Texas. George, you're on the line.
Hey, you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Yes, can I ask you a question? I love your both of your films, Fable Enemies and Invisible Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know, do we have permission to translate those films into Russian?
No, absolutely. You're encouraged. Right now, if you just missed the caller, we had a caller in from Chile. He's already translated the whole thing into Spanish. It's in Greek already. I'm looking forward to seeing the Russian translations, the French, the German. Put them out there, and you can put the subtitles out there on the YouTube page. They now accept open SRT files and subtitle files, and it's just like a brave new world in a good sense. You can put them on opensubtitles.org, and people can download those and play them with the regular DVD. It's a pretty amazing time, so we're hoping people do that because we just don't have the time, George.
Well, because I'm just hoping to translate the films with me and my friend. I speak partial Russian, not all Russian. My friend speaks very fluently, and we want to translate him and want to burn as many as he can because I plan on taking a trip to Russia this August.
Well, go for it, my man. We can use the help. We can use the help. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas. Tyler, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Nice to talk to you today. Big fan of both you and Alex Jones, but I got to tell you, man, I'm really kind of tired of the way you guys portray Zeitgeist, man. It's really not accurate to the information that they present.
Hold on. Let me stop you, and we'll have a decent conversation here. I'm not looking to cut you off. I really enjoyed Zeitgeist 1. I thought Zeitgeist 1 was excellent. I may not agree with the first part, that Jesus Christ never existed, but at the same time, it kind of shows you how all these different religions have been amalgamated into this sun worship, and it's, you know, whether it's Mithra or all these other ones out there, they all show these similar threads and similar lines. My biggest problem was in the second half of Zeitgeist Addendum when they start saying that, well, scarcity is the problem. I don't believe that, Tyler. I don't think that scarcity is the reason that the world is the way it is. We wouldn't have scarcity. It's a forced scarcity. It's a fake scarcity. The globalists, for instance, we subsidize farmers out there for them not to grow crops. If we wanted everybody to be eating, they would be eating. And I think that's where he falls short in his vision, that if scarcity somehow goes away and the monetary system is taken away, everything's going to be hunky-dory and we can start this human evolution. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with what you said, that it is a forced scarcity, but you got to look at the underlying mechanism of what causes that forced scarcity, and that is the monetary system. I mean, and I think if you guys really watch like the lectures that he does and goes into really specific detail, you would get a better understanding and wouldn't see it.
But again, the society that he poses, that if we don't have this, the monetary system, and by the way, I think the monetary system should be changed. I just don't think it should be changed in the manner that they suggest in this film, where everybody essentially is a socialist. And that really is the message. You look at the computer models they show, and all the people are wearing the same types of clothing. They're living in the same types of houses. They're using the same types of technology. Apparently, none of them have jobs. I think that's what falls short on the vision. And he's even, you know, done interviews where he talks about how he wouldn't have a child because the world is so screwed up, which really talks about population sustainability. He's a believer in global warming. And I really do feel a lot of his solutions are the wrong way to go. I think he's a talented guy. And like I said, I think Zeitgeist, the first one, is a great movie. Addendum's pretty good too, but the second half, I just disagree with so much of it and the way it was presented. I have to voice my opinion. I'd love to have him on the show, but, you know, I got emails back from his assistant that a new world order doesn't exist and I'm a crazy person for believing in it. So, you know, I don't even know what to say to that issue, Tyler, other than, you know, I've watched these films several times and I'm giving my real opinions and not trying to take anybody down by doing so. Appreciate the call. Let's jump to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're on the line.
Mr. Burmes, how you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. It's a pleasure to speak with you, man.
Thank you.
I wanted to point out something today. I didn't get a chance to listen to Alex on the shortwave or anything. I was at work all day, but when I came home for lunch, my father, he was telling me about the European Union Times article that says U.S. orders blackout over North Korea torpedoing of Gulf of Mexico oil rig. Have you guys looked into that?
I have not, but I want to say that that website, that Euro Times website, is not a website that's it's made to look reputable, but I want to say that that website has put out some disinfo before, and the way to check it out is go to Alexa.com and see how long it's been around, because if it's only been around 6 months to a year, I wouldn't buy into it unless you can find another source article. But if it is in fact true, please send it to us. We'll read it. I have a stack of about 25 articles, and I did not see that one. So thank you for the tip, and send it to robd@infowars.com or showtips@infowars.com. Phil in Canada. Phil, you are on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
Just have to call in about the same thing. I do have to say I'm a fan of yours and Alex, and I know a lot of other people are at the same time. Mm-hmm. And also part of the Zeitgeist movement. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, it has a lot to do with, and it's unfortunate that his secretary might have said something about them not believing in the New World Order, but mm-hmm. a lot of the people that follow the Zeitgeist movement do believe in the New World Order mm-hmm. and are fully aware of both of your shows as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm not trying to alienate anybody, Phil, you know what I mean? But when I'm asked an opinion about, a certain question. And like, for instance, you know, I'm a guy who will pretty much accept anybody on my Facebook. Right now I can't because I'm at the limit of 5,000. But then people would go on there and like post Z-Day on my page. Just, you know, this is the truth that Jason and Alex won't tell you about. And I've discussed how I feel. I've reviewed both films on the air several times. I interviewed Peter Joseph on my old show, Louder Than Words Radio, back when the first Zeitgeist was out. And I'm not trying to attack anybody. You know what I mean, Phil? I want you to be listening to Alex Jones and Jason Burmis, but at the same time, I'm not going to cut you off or stop you from listening to another voice or watching another movie. I just happen to disagree with it. I mean, can I at least have people understand and respect that? I just can't go over to something I don't believe in. I do not believe that scarcity is the issue. I don't think it's the monetary system. I think you have an elite ruling class that over the past few centuries have really consolidated power on a massive scale. And forget about the past few centuries. In the last 30 years, they've done so at an exponential level. And it has little to nothing to do with the scarcity argument. And that's my biggest issue. Go ahead, Phil.
Absolutely, it has to eventually happen. If you have the monetary system the way that it is, you have to eventually acquire monopolies and, you know, full-scale power takeovers like what's happening right
now. But again,
all right,
that's true, Phil, but at the same time, there used to be checks and balances that wouldn't allow that. We used to have trust busters, okay? We used to go into monopolies and break them up. We haven't done that in, you know, 35, 40 years. That's where I'm pointing out that, you know, this system inherently isn't evil. It's the people that have taken over and basically drawn up their own rules step by step. It's just like over the last year, they said, you know what? The IMF doesn't have enough power. Now they have to oversee the SEC and the Federal Reserve banking system. And by consolidating those three, we won't have these problems anymore. And now you and I know that's total bull, and that what it does is give them even further unfair advantages. But the average person doesn't understand that. And to me, that doesn't make the monetary system, inherently evil. It's those at the helm. So, you know, I'm hoping not to make this a show about Zeitgeist Addendum. But, if people are going to call in about that, we'll definitely talk about it. Appreciate the call, Phil. Appreciate the perspective. Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to get into the Arizona situation. But the only thing that I'll say about this possible scandal with Obama, that, you know, Pastor Manning did refer to him as a long-legged Mac Daddy. So. Mm-hmm. As far as that's concerned.
Well, how do you think it will affect him politically? Because, again, we're only into the second year of his presidency. He certainly, in the public eye, doesn't have this ladies' man sneak around behind his wife mentality. No, they've propped him up as the family man with the girls and his wife, and he loves her so much. I think this could really hurt him and put the elite in a position where they have to find a new puppet to promote over the next 4 years. And that could really throw a monkey wrench in their plans, or they could use it to their advantage by, you know, the public outcry of, oh, he's such a bad person, all the scandals, and now Us Weekly will have them on the cover, and Star Magazine will have them on the cover, and they'll just be all over the tabloids. If this does come out, which way do you think it'll go?
You know, honestly, I don't really think that it's really going to do much, quite frankly. The Obamanoids are going to defend him no matter what, and the lamestream media is just going to spin it, whatever they want to spin it. I just I don't see it really doing a whole lot, quite frankly, but, you know, that's my humble opinion on that. But the thing that I wanted to talk about, this situation with Arizona, I don't know if you guys caught, I don't remember what the guy's name was, but the guy from FAIR, when Rachel Maddow the other day or Thursday from PMSNBC interviewed him on there, and supposedly they were supposed to be talking about the situation in Arizona and the legislation that passed through there. And, you know, she did this hit piece with all these supposedly all the associations with people who are there and may or may not have been done these things. And it just goes to show that a dangerous situation that's going down there and that how desperate they are to try to spin it, where they know that the people are starting to come together on this kind of stuff. And, you know, she takes this playbook that all these progressives are doing, that everything is about race, 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 race. I used to live down there in Arizona. You know, this has been a situation that's been brewing for many years. You know, they talk about all the kidnappings and stuff down there. I've got family members who live down there. They used to go out at night to the stores because it was not crowded. They don't go out and they don't go out at night anymore because of that kind of stuff. And, you know, and it's just, it's sad and sickening what these people are doing. And it's just, you know, I think it's time to really turn the tables on them and what they're doing. I think maybe it's time to maybe boycott them and what they're doing, because this is not funny.
Well, I don't appreciate everything being about racism, that's for sure. I appreciate the call, Scott. Let me give you an example. I was at my screening at UT earlier this week. It was on Thursday. And I screened the film, and anybody out there who's seen Invisible Empire and New World Order Defined knows I really don't talk about states' rights, and I certainly don't talk about race. Now, I take questions after these things, and I start taking a question from this guy, and he starts basically saying that states' rights are in it. He says, let's be honest. Let's be real. States' rights are really about racism. And I was like, and he's sitting next to the only black woman in the entire place, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like, what is this guy talking about? And I look at him, and I say, so you're trying to equate states' rights and Tea Party movement and that type of secession movement with racism? He's like, exactly, and you won't talk about it, and you gave Reagan a pass. And I said, sir, the idea of states' rights is to have a constitutional republic in which if you don't like what your state's doing, you can go to another state. Or if you are in a state that doesn't like what the federal government is doing, you can rally against the federales. That's how you have decriminalization of marijuana in some places. That's why you have stricter gun regulations in other places. I'm like, I'm for states' rights. That doesn't make me a racist. But every single time I go to one of these things, they want to have these wedge issues just like the media, where you're a big white supremacist racist and you hate everybody that's brown. It's absolutely ridiculous. Jesse in Texas, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Okay, back to this whole one-child policy. My sister has four kids, so she's already broken that, like, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, ridiculous. You know, it's like, it's, you know, honestly, it is the they just want to destroy the families, and, you know,
it's the antithesis of arrogance that the elite should be able to tell me how many children I am allowed to have in my family or raise. You know, what if I'm really hell-bent on having a boy and the first two kids I have are girls? I'm just supposed to cut myself off and I'm not supposed to have that boy. Or maybe I do. I own a farm and I'm out on a farm and those girls aren't going to be the farming workers that I may need in the next 20 to 30 years to pass that farm on to. I'm not allowed to try to have a boy. And then they say, oh, well, your carbon footprint. And Doug Stanhope's in studio telling Alex Jones about his carbon footprint and how it will double over time if you have a child. And Alex looks at him and he says, do you even know what your carbon footprint is? And he says, no. And he's like, is carbon dioxide a toxic gas? And he has, I have no idea. What do you mean you have no idea? Carbon dioxide is part of the life force on Earth. I appreciate the call, Jesse. Let's go to Bill in Florida. The call in line is 888-201-2244. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jason, this is my first time calling in, and I'm a 65-year-old semi-retired man in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I've just over the last year or so been really paying attention to what's going on. I've been reading G. Edwin Griffith's book, creature of Jekyll Island, and some of the stuff I've known. I've listened to Alex a few times. Then I was told by somebody on the street that, oh, you got to watch out. He's part of the ploy. He puts out this information and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. My question to you is simple. I recently joined this G. Edwin Griffiths Freedom Force International.
Yep.
From your opinion, from what you know, is this a legitimate, good organization?
Oh, yeah. I like Freedom Force International. They're kind of one of those decentralized organizations, so I wouldn't say that you're probably going to be able to get together with more than three or four people in your area, but they are focused on solutions. When I did my interview with G. Edward Griffin for Invisible Empire, he talked a little bit about the organization. It's been up and running, I think now for a little over two, maybe almost 3 years, because I remember he launched it around the first time of the first money bomb before we were even in this studio, and he came to visit us. He's only been out to Texas a couple times. I like G. Edward Griffin a lot. The Creature from Jekyll Island, he did A World Without Cancer, he did The Capitalist Conspiracy, which is basically a glorified PowerPoint where he was the first guy in an hour to really crack down on the Federal Reserve banking system. In Invisible Empire, we talk about his book, The Fearful Master and the United Nations. I think he is a group that is focused on solutions. However, I don't know if he's one of those groups that you're going to be able to rally a bunch of people around. I think that organizations such as We Are Change are probably better suited for that. So hold on, Bill. I'm going to come back to you on the other side. We're going to go to Jason, Jeff, and others. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplaceMeRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. looks behind the curtain.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're on the line with Bill in Florida, and we're talking about solutions and Freedom Force International. And Freedom Force International, of course, was started by G. Edward Griffin, who is really one of the pioneers in the anti-New World Order movement. So, Bill, you know, again, I think it's a really good organization, but at the same time where it's focused on solutions, I don't think it's focused on solutions with massive amounts of people to rally around. I think that's the most difficult thing to do, is to get people involved on a level where we can unite. I think a really great example of that recently was when New York State health workers stood up and said, look, we're not taking a mandatory vaccination. They got out in front of Capitol Hill and they were able to defeat that. And then, as we know, as of 2 months ago, the FDA has admitted that they've had to recall at least two batches of the H1N1 vaccine. So those are the type of solutions that I point out. I tell people, look, if you really want to get involved with your local PTA. If you have kids, run for city council, know who your state senator is, go and make appointments at his office, go to the city council meetings. There are so many things to do out there that people don't do. And then they kind of suck their thumb and act like, well, you know, Jones isn't talking about solutions. Above anything, I really feel like this is a news organization. Nobody pumps out as much information in the alternative media and sometimes in the regular media than Prison Planet and InfoWars. And to have that type of infrastructure and be able to build on it, you know, we can't just sit there and try to work with people all the time on these solutions that end up going nowhere. Bill, what's your take on that? Because I've seen a lot of things come and go. Oh, we're going to have a national strike. We're going to do this. We're going to have a march. But it hasn't ended the war. It hasn't ended the Federal Reserve. And tyranny keeps marching forward. So what do we do?
Well, that's the real dilemma. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm an average citizen. Like I said, I'm semi-retired. Mm-hmm. I've got grandchildren. I've got children mm-hmm. That are raised and have grandchildren. I'm doing everything I can to alert my circle of influence, my friends, to wake up, take the head out of the sand, and take a look at what's going on, because it's, like I said, I'm 65 years old, and it's only been the last couple of years that I have started to sense and see that this is not the country that I was raised in. It's changing, and it's changing at a rapid pace. I want the America that I grew up in for my grandchildren. So all I'm doing at this point is doing some research on the Internet, mm-hmm. Doing some reading at the library, mm-hmm. and awakening my circle of influence and my friends to the best of my ability.
Well, I think that's a good thing to do. And let me just say this. I mean, how many people will hear your voice before you're gone? We have a limited time on this earth. And through this radio show right now, I have thousands of people listening, and I feel blessed that thousands of people are listening to my message. But that doesn't mean that I'm any better than the person that literally talked to one person about this stuff today, or said, hey, Jason Burmis is on, maybe you should check out this link or watch this film. It's on YouTube. I can hand you the link. Maybe you can watch it on your Wii or your PS3. So every day for me that you try to reach out to somebody, whether you reach out to one person, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, as long as you're making that effort to go out there and tell the truth and shine light on the darkness, we are having a victory as humanity. Now, is that going to last forever? I don't know. But the more educated we become, the better equipped we will be to deal with these situations in the future. Appreciate the call. We're going to go to Jason and Jeff on the other side of the hour, 888-201-2244 when we get back. But I also want to do a little bit of a news blitz. Warren Buffett, billionaire extraordinaire, sees no wrongdoing in the Goldman Sachs case. What do you know about that? Good old Buffett says, hey, Goldman are good guys. Billionaire Warren Buffett says he studied the civil fraud charges against investment bank Goldman Sachs and has no problem with the transactions involved. After all, they made him billions of dollars. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
We are back. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. But if you weren't with us in the previous segment or you missed any of the program, go to the InfoWarrior.com after the show and pick up the podcast free of charge or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get it without the commercials and in a higher bit rate. Who knew? So, yes, billionaire Warren Buffett sees no wrongdoing in the Goldman Sachs case. The man only made billions of dollars on their transactions. Berkshire Hathaway CEO Buffett said Sunday that he thinks he understands the allegations against Goldman's better than most people. See, I'm an expert. I know better than most people. LeBron James looks up to me for financial advice. Listen to Warren Buffett. Ugh, these people. And he doesn't believe the Abacus deal constitutes fraud. Buffett, who invested $5 billion in the bank in 2008, has been one of Goldman Sachs' biggest supporters before and since the SEC filed its civil lawsuit. The man gave the criminals $5 billion, in turn made billions more, and he doesn't think they're criminals. Shocker! Shocker! That the billionaire that made billions of dollars off of Goldman Sachs says they're innocent. That's like the bank robber holding a press conference in his full robber gear with the gun in his hand with the blood of the tellers that he just splattered all over his body as he shot him in the head with the bags of money in his hand saying, "We're innocent!" And then walking away with his money. Let's go to Jason in Missouri. Jason, you are on the line.
Hey there, how are you?
Good, good.
Are you getting an echo? I'm getting kind of an echo.
No, you're good on this end. What's on your mind, man?
Cool. So I'd like to bring the conversation back to Zeitgeist, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
Cool. Okay, so I'm a fan. I always hear the argument coming from you and Alex that, and I watched his interview with Peter Jackson
or Joseph. Yep, sure.
And everything Peter Joseph was trying to explain, Alex it didn't seem to really click with him. You know, and you may be doing the same thing. I feel like your apprehension to the message that they have going on might be from, you know, obvious reasons of...
Well, my apprehension, again, Jason, my apprehension, first of all, I'm not a religious guy, so it has nothing to do with that. Second of all, it's with the idea that, again, scarcity is at the root of all of man's evil. I don't believe that, Jason. I believe that we are not just beings who have been conditioned in society to act a certain way through mores and values, okay? I do believe that good and evil exist. I believe when a guy like Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer murders somebody, it isn't learned behavior to pour battery acid down a guy's skull and make a sex zombie. That's just pure evil. It's not learned behavior to rape a child. And yet these things happen. government. Yet everything according to this kind of zeitgeist phenomenon is that we all have learned behavior and we maybe need to be re-educated in the future. And once we don't have scarcity anymore, then there will be no problems because the monetary system will be gone. Nobody will have to have jobs. Everybody will have a home. Everybody will be taken care of. But something has to regulate that society. I'm not an anarchist either, Jason. I obviously believe that there needs to be some sort of government, some sort of order in the world. Now, my next biggest problem with it is that once scarcity is gone, the neighbor still might want to bang my wife. He might see my wife and say, she's a pretty lady, and I know he goes somewhere during the day. And that, to me, could be considered an evil behavior. After all, that's going to make me angry. I'm certainly not going to be happy with the neighbor sleeping with my wife or trying to sleep with my wife. There's no way that humanity will not somehow have internal conflicts or be freed completely of evil as we know it, in my humble opinion. I'm going to come back to you on the other side, Jason. We got loaded phone lines. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Jason Burmes, loaded phone lines. We're going to go back to Jason in Missouri in just a moment, but just to recap what I said on the other side, I do not believe that scarcity is at the heart of all of humanity's problems. I do believe that good and evil do exist, and unfortunately, I do believe there are members of the human race, both male and female, that are inherently evil, and it is not learned behavior. Go ahead, Jason.
All right, well, let me concede that, you know, just for the sake of argument, that's true.
Okay.
So, They do preface their argument that it is not a perfect system, and every opposition that they come across is always, well, how are you going to get this little detail to work, this and this? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it gets picked apart so finely that, yeah, it's not a perfect system.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of science behind.
Well, dude, if you're talking about, like, having maglev trains throughout society and that sort, I love technology. I think technology is a double-edged sword that can be used to empower and enslave. And I think a lot of the technological aspects to addendum in the second half are totally awesome, totally cool, and we should be implementing them for humanity. But the idea that's kind of portrayed in this thing, that this will never happen until we kind of change as a society and go along with this kind of one world system. And that's another problem I have with it. Go ahead. I'm going to give you one more segment, but I got to go on after this, Jason. So make it good.
Sure. What's wrong with changing our value system for a greater consciousness of love between everyone, you know, and just a greater understanding for everyone, and just mass cooperation? It's all about a value shift, and, you know, going back to a gold standard isn't a value shift, you know.
But see, my problem with that is, Jason, my problem is that, you know, I didn't make gold worth money. You didn't make gold worth money. And just because you go back to a gold standard doesn't mean that gold is inherently worth something. No, it's been worth something to human beings throughout the thousands of years of our recorded history. And that's why it would be a good idea to go on a gold or silver or sustainable standard where you actually have a physical currency instead of a fiat. It isn't that, you know, we're coveting these things or want to covet them. And I don't think it's a bad thing to have a shift in consciousness where we love our fellow human beings. I think in many respects, we have had sort of that shift in consciousness. For example, when the History Channel tries to say that, you know, Mao was a good for women's rights. No, Mao wasn't good for women's rights, and China wasn't good for women's rights. What was good for women's rights is the evolving thought process of humanity, that all men and women are created equal and they do have a place beside man in society. That's the reality to me, not praising Mao. So I think a lot of these things get jumbled up and kind of cross-versed, and people don't look at the broader picture that, again, the same thing that is being promoted at the end of this movie is the same thing that the elites are promoting to you, a worldwide mind. There's a documentary out there on PBS called The Worldwide Mind. But in order to achieve the worldwide mind, guess what? You're going to have to take an internal brain chip. But that's okay, because once you do that on your lunch break, by the way, that's how they portray it in this documentary, you'll be able to do it on your lunch break. It'll take about an hour. Then you'll be able to download information, learn new languages. The possibilities will be endless. And that could be one of the greatest tricks the quote-unquote devil ever pulled. Appreciate the call. A lot of callers holding. Jeff in New York. Jeff, you're on the line.
You know something, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Can we get off Zeitgeist? Because it's getting boring.
I'm trying, where? Jeff. I still got a stack of news
people,
in here.
Tell these people, where is Tesla technology?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Tesla technology?
Mm-hmm.
He was discovering this technology back at the turn of the century. You tell these buffoons to get lost until they tell you where Tesla technology is, because these Zeitgeist people are getting boring.
Well, they also don't understand, Jeff, that there's other types of technologies out there that have been suppressed. You know, one of the great documentaries out there that I do recommend to people is Who Killed the Electric Car, especially in this era where green is being promoted on us and hybrids are being promoted to us. Well, the electric car was around. They sold it by lease, so people couldn't keep it afterwards. It had an 80-mile to the charge, okay, so you would charge it, you'd be able to go 80 miles. This is technology from the late 80s, over 20 years ago. They could easily have fully electric cars right now where you charged up once for 360 to 500 miles. They suppress that technology from the public so they can maintain their monopolies, not because of scarcity, but because of consolidation of control, and that's the reality, Jeff. You got something else for me?
Can we go over the so-called bomb thing in Times Square?
Yes, yes, we can. You know what? Jeff, I'm going to let you go because you're breaking up, but let's cover the Times Square bombing. And then I got about 10 callers waiting on the line. We'll get to you in just a moment. But let's cover this thing. Can we show the picture of the clock that was supposedly in this Times Square bomb? This is where it gets to the level that it looks extremely staged, extremely set up. Okay. First of all, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have claimed they are doing it. They've done it. They made the bomb. Now, there's also this weird 911 call where someone calls up a local news station and says, oh, that bomb's just a diversion. There's going to be a bigger blast. Now, what is so comical about this bomb is that the device, the clock that's supposedly attached to this, is like Fisher-Price My First Time clock. It's plastic. It's in multiple colors. It's literally, it looks like something out of Sesame Street for terrorists. It looks, you know, Fisher-Price, my first bomb. And again, they had a couple things of gasoline in there, some fireworks, a few M80s, and now some kind of a plastic toy clock. And where this really intercedes, here it is right here. Okay, so you have a big yellow clock with green buttons and orange hands. It looks like a toy, folks. It really does look like a toy. And I had, here's the stack of just on this. See, right away, what does New York lawmakers call for? Well, right after this happened, there's a big square in New York City and Times Square again. New York lawmakers call for security funds after failed Times Square attack. New York lawmakers responding Sunday to the failed car bomb found in Times Square overnight challenged the rest of the federal government to keep Homeland Security dollars flowing to the nation's largest city. It's about keeping the federales in. It's about expanding on national security, aka Homeland Security, that was swallowed up by the NSA less than a year ago. After they told you it wasn't for the American people, now it's for the American people from declassified documents that, again, are over a year old, the MIAC report. Okay, the Fusion Center documents all cite that we are the problem. We are being tracked, traced, and databased on a level most of you cannot fathom. But that's not enough. They have to have toy car bombs in Times Square to keep the funding up. Federal authorities are calling the incident a possible act of terrorism, though they are not saying whether foreign and domestic forces were behind it. It comes after the Obama administration has proposed funding cuts for certain counterterror programs in the region. Oh, he proposed cuts, but no, we can't have those cuts because there are murderers with Fisher-Price bombs. Murderers with Fisher-Price bombs, plastic clocks and gasoline. Oh, no! And then I have to report on this because it's got a dovetail in some way. I wonder if we're going to be seeing these smaller levels of bombs being left around all over the country in a concerted effort to say, oh, the white Al-Qaeda is here, or Al-Qaeda has come to the heartland. Pittsburgh Marathon course altered by bomb scare. Police say they have found an explosive device near the course of a Pittsburgh Marathon, forcing them to detour the final part of the race. So it's only a suspicious device at this point. It's not, they're saying it's explosive, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. A suspicious device near the finish line of the Pittsburgh Marathon on Sunday prompted police to briefly stop the race after it had begun. The device was disabled and police said it was not believed to have an actual explosive, but the headline is always there to scare you. Oh no, they found another explosive device. Be in fear. Be very afraid. All right, let's continue with the callers. Ryan in Georgia. Ryan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
I was wanting to talk about Zeitgeist okay. And about what you said earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm actually just kidding.
Oh, really, thank God. You got me. All right, what do you really want to talk about, Ryan?
What I really want to talk about is I have issues with my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was a security contractor for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Working in Afghanistan and in Kosovo.
Okay.
And I come home and I tell the guys what I saw, what I did, and they just look at me, you know, and this mixed in with, you know, what I get from your films and Alex's films, and they look at me like I'm nuts. I mean, they
well, let's talk about some of your experiences as a private contractor in Kosovo, in Afghanistan. As I understand it, some of the private contracting that went on during the 90s in Kosovo and with UN forces actually was aided by the Taliban and the Afghani Mujahideen. And now they're supposedly the enemy. So what is it like being a contractor in these places? Tell us a little bit about it.
I mean, it's hellish. I mean, I don't know about exactly what you said in the early 90s, because what I did was in the, 2005, 2006 time period. But I can tell you, like, bouncing back and forth, I mean, we ran, sorry, I just wobbled my air conditioner and it made a lot of noise. But, what we did was ran convoys back and forth in Afghanistan. And then always ran a convoy, not a convoy, but flew on a plane back to Pristina, Kosovo, which is the capital of Kosovo. And, I mean, pretty much it was just, you know, hey,
we lost him. Man, that was a good caller. I wanted to hear more. Well, maybe he'll call us back. We got loaded phone lines. I got Annie, John, Margaret, Jim, Dave, Duff, Kevin. If you want to get in on the fun, 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Back after these messages.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. H-O-M-E-G-A-I-N.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, folks, we are back. We're going to go back to your calls in just a minute, but I want to hold up for a second over at PrisonPlanet.tv, my latest, my greatest, Invisible Empire and New World Order to find and get it only over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can send the link out for free off of YouTube. It's got a little over 250,000 views right now in just one link, and we are trying to get the word out about this film. It exposes the New World Order superclass and their agenda for humanity. Annie in Indiana. Annie, you're on the line.
And I'm a first-time caller, but I'm a long-time Genesis listener. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a long-time rag sheet reader like The Inquirer and The Globe and The Sun. Mm-hmm. I've been holding for a long time, but I want to go back to what you said about the latest Obama scandal with a young woman.
Absolutely.
Whether it would hurt his reputation or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to propose that it would only improve his reputation because it's with a female. If you're familiar with all the rag sheets the past couple of years, rag sheet articles about Larry Sinclair and his book about Obama,
mm-hmm.
cocaine, sex, and lies.
Mm-hmm. I am aware of that, but again, I'm just not sure that Larry Sinclair is telling the truth. I do know that he is surrounded by some credible people. Wayne Madsen seems to believe his story. I've talked to Tarpley about it. He's kind of on the fence. I'm not quite sure about him, but you think that that this could actually be positive? What, in the sense that now he's a ladies' man and he's on the market, and maybe the single females out there will relate to this?
I even suspect it might be a false plant. You know who Donald Young is? Also from Reverend Wright's church, he was a gay choir master there.
I've not heard about that one. No,
he was shot to death conveniently by an unknown person right a few days before Christmas, right the December, right before the campaign started. Larry Sinclair says Donald Young was tasked by the powers that be to call Larry Sinclair to see how much he was going to talk about his two encounters with Obama. This was before the book,
mm-hmm.
And then Donald Young was very conveniently taken out. Gay choir master at Reverend Wright's church. You know, he'd known Obama for some time. Apparently, Larry Sinclair says Michelle Obama has been frantically trying to buy the book. She's really been after him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Larry Sinclair is even alive. Probably he's still alive because people don't believe him 100%. I tend to. Larry Sinclair says he got tired of the death threats, that the book had he gotten the message out, the book had hit its peak sales. He finally allowed Michelle Obama, obviously through a third named party, to buy up the book rights. So anybody out there that has that book, I never got my copy, hold on to it. It's probably becoming very, very valuable on the internet. But why would Michelle Obama be after the book if it wasn't
true? Well, I would have to see a lot of evidence, especially if it's through a third party and through all these people. But that's an interesting take, and I'm definitely going to look into those things, Annie. I appreciate the call. I don't know if it's going to help it. Because, again, the stigma in the public isn't that Obama is some kind of an undercover, you know, homosexual. No, the stigma in the public is that Obama is a family man. He goes to church. The conspiracy theories that abound Obama is that, oh, he's really a Muslim. And in a sense, that's really not a conspiracy theory. He went to the Muslim schools. He can read out of the Quran amazingly. I don't think he believes in any of these religions personally. I think he's a social climber. I think he's a globalist. I think he's a puppet of the elite globalists out there. And we do know that the elite in their upper echelons are not only into that type of behavior, but in many cases, pedophilia on both sides. That's something uncomfortable many people don't like to discuss. John in Michigan. John, you're on the line.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
How many times you hear that in a day? I got to admit, I've never seen Zeitgeist, mm-hmm. but I do think we have plenty of materials, plenty of reasons for everyone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your movie, wonderful movie. I don't want to admit on the Alex Jones broadcast that it was better than his, but still. What I got to wonder... Obama, with all the garbage going against Obama and if he's valid for a president, I wonder if it's just how long before he outsteps his usefulness and then he might...
Well, that's my point. Well, I don't think he's outlived his usefulness at this point in the elitist eyes. And the fact that, well, they still have their agenda going on in the Middle East. The anti-war crowd isn't up in arms. So that's a good thing. The economy's crashing. And even though the Republicans are somewhat up in arms, the conservatives are somewhat up in arms, it's okay because we've co-opted the tea parties. He's continuing the agenda of bailouts of globalization through these organizations like the G20. So I don't think they think that he's, you know, politically sold out. I think they think they can ram through a lot of their agenda with him. And it'll be interesting to see where this scandal of him and Vera Baker goes and how it's spun in the media and how it's made to look... And whether or not he is going to be a two-term president, there are those that are sure he's not going to be, but I'm not so sure. I appreciate the call, John. We're going to go to Margaret, Jim, and others on the other side.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Value the fact that I wake up every morning in the United States of America, once great nation, a place where we still do have our First Amendment. Because there are places where we don't have a First Amendment, where freedom of speech will literally get you killed on the spot. And that's why I want to highlight this article ever so quickly before I go back to your calls. Four killed in Darfur protest over cash scam. At least four people died Sunday in clashes between Sudanese security forces and protesters angry over failed investment scheme in Darfur. An aid source and witness said, this is so important to show people that in second and third world nations, if you voice your opinion, you are shot dead. In places like Nigeria, they tell you to lay down because they're going to take a picture before they machine gun you to death. In fact, can we type that in? I want to show that for people because it really shows how people can be degraded into such a level that they no longer even believe in the struggle of humanity in their own life and are willing to just lie down and be assassinated. Nigeria assassination video. That's what it'll be from like Al Jazeera American. We don't have to play it this segment, but I would like to get it for the final hour. So again, if we don't raise our voice, if there isn't Jason Burmes and Alex Jones out there, then who is going to say that this is wrong? We can be acclimated to think that this is okay as well in our society, just like it's okay in Mexico when they gun down protesters or when, Bechtel decided to privatize water and people said, no, you shouldn't privatize our water. And they did it anyway. And then all of a sudden they couldn't get their water and the people rose up and they just started killing people. That's how these dictatorships would like to rule out in the open, just killing dissent. But they realize they can't do that in this country because we're armed to the teeth. That's not how our society works. So they have to slowly and incrementally move us towards those systems of control. Margaret in Oklahoma. Margaret, you're online.
Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I wanted to ask about Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it is possible that 200,000 people could die in an earthquake. The China earthquake in May 2008, mm-hmm. it killed 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
But this is 200,000 people, and they didn't even feel the quake in Dominican Republic.
Well, I don't know what the exact numbers are. They could be blown up numbers, but at the same time, the devastation was great there, and this is an example of a third world nation, but now it's a third world nation with even more UN control and UN forces on the ground. So are they inflating the numbers? They may be possibly inflating the numbers to try to gain sympathy in this country and further take away the wealth and extrude wealth from people that are middle America through these foundations and these funds and all the things that they were throwing on TV right after the earthquake, but I don't really have any information that would say it wasn't 200,000, it was only 80,000. Who knows? I'll keep my ear to the ground and I'll look into it. Appreciate the call. Jim in California. Jim, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing? My solutions for the New World Order, I can't say anything, but I have to go to the extreme, and I'm going to stop paying my credit card, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I am out of dollars completely, 100%. I have a family member bankrolling me,
mm-hmm.
but I only own gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, what else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can go in and protest at the tea parties, but my sign is going to say global government with a line, and underneath that is my dead body.
Well, there you go. And it is about enlightening groups and people, not preaching to the choir about these issues. So if you're going down to a Tea Party event, maybe the End the Fed poster that 25 other people already have isn't the one for you. Maybe it's Stop the New World Order or Stop Global Government, Global Governance. Use their key terms, their phrase words. Get out there with the actual Copenhagen Climate Treaty that they did propose. Highlight the sections for global government. That's what they were doing for new taxation schemes, for cap and trade schemes, the parts of the document that we highlight in Invisible Empire, and get out there and show these people who are uninitiated to that type of information. Burn Invisible Empire, burn Obama deception, burn fabled enemies, enlighten these people about 9/11 truth. To me, nothing could be more important. In fact, my next big solution based thing is going to be for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Not to say that I won't be there on the 9th anniversary, I absolutely will be, but I recognized on the run-up to the 5th anniversary over 5 years ago that we had an opportunity to really bring 9/11 truth into the mainstream in the 5th anniversary, and we did so on a massive global level like never before, so that now truther is a buzz term, even though it's used in the media as some sort of negative connotation, as if looking for the truth and telling people the truth is a bad thing. That should tell you the type of society we now live in. But we really have a great opportunity on the 10th anniversary to mobilize, I'm hoping, at least 10,000 people in Investigate 9/11 shirts, bringing down, instead of 10,000 DVDs like we did on the 5th anniversary, let's do 100,000 DVDs. But that's up to you out there. Start burning today. Start burning Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, The Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, you name it. And make the plans for, you know, 18 months from now, to go down to New York City, to spend a weekend there, to talk to people like a human being, to not be abrasive, to reach out to those who don't necessarily want to hear your message. That's how we're going to get this information, and that's how we're going to reach others. Let's go to Dave in Missouri. Dave, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, good.
Hey, you're kind of at a disadvantage, because I listen to you and Alex on a daily basis, so you know, you guys are like relatives to me, you know.
What's on your mind?
I want to talk to you about some solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been doing for the last 40-something years is I've been building television stations. So I've worked for all the Alphabet Networks and Universal Studios, Metro Media Studios, audio production companies. And I've watched how they have programmed the public. And I know the process from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a programmer. What I did was I kept the equipment on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could air their wares. And we almost had what I consider divine intervention when the internet came along, because I was screaming to the networks that their days were numbered, because the people were now going to get real information, because somebody as little as myself would be able to communicate with somebody on the other side of the world, and I would be able to do that directly, and he back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so this new technology has afforded you and Alex to get out a very, very, very important message to the world. And these people that keep calling in saying that they're waking up is exactly what's happening, because they have been programmed by the Alphabet Networks, and their programming is breaking now because they're actually hearing the truth.
Well, that's why the powers that be are moving to regulate the internet through the Cybersecurity Act, through the FCC even. They would like to take over the internet waves through the Federal Communications Commission, much like standardized radio and television is under their thumb and control. And they will be able to say what is obscene, what is appropriate for not only television, but the internet. And that's why we have to stop the Cybersecurity Act. That's why we have to stop the cyberbullying program. That's why we have to oppose Obama starting a cybersecurity office, which is already in play, and appointing a cybersecurity czar. Because without the internet, this information is not going to have the impact it is having right now. We've been able to grow exponentially through the internet, through Infowars.com, through Google Video and YouTube before they killed Google Video. And now they're really obstructing YouTube in a way that it makes it even more difficult to rate something or become a favorite or become popular without their approval. I appreciate the call, Dave. Let's go to Duff in Kansas. Duff, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I want to, I kind of wanted to bring up immigration.
Okay.
You know, because, and I want to make a few points about it. You know, I live in Topeka.
Okay.
You know, and I think we have one of the most corrupt police departments / sheriff departments in the country. I think it's, per capita, it was in the top five. We've both, in the same exact year, we had Shawnee County Sheriff and Topeka police officers busted for stealing drugs out of the evidence locker, dealing them, and using them.
Hmm.
But this immigration thing, you know, I watch you guys, and I try real hard to articulate things the way you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And this immigration thing is, it's not going away. I mean, it's just another front that they use to hammer us on. I've got a cousin that's a policeman that pulled over a van, 15 illegals in the van. Nobody had a valid driver's license. The tag was stolen. No insurance. Everything about it was illegal. He called ICE and you know, wanted a van to come out and pick him up, and he was told to let him go.
Yeah, that's how they roll here. It's hard for people who live in the Midwest, that don't live in California, that don't live in New York City, although it's coming to upstate New York, that don't live in Texas. But being so close to the border, being in Austin, an actual sanctuary city, all right, I went to the supermarket during the Alex Jones show so I could pick up some fried chicken, which is delicious, a little cheesecake, and a drink. And I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you that more than half of the people are illegal immigrants from Mexico, and that at least half of the people don't even speak English. No, they don't speak English. It's very hard to interact with somebody that doesn't speak your language. And obviously, this is because this is a sanctuary city. They allow people to come in. My entire neighborhood are Mexican farmers. I'd probably be doing the same thing if I was down in Mexico, but our economy cannot handle it. That's why when we have real immigration, you have to go through the process. But that's why the elitists, the globalists out there are trying to move in as many as possible, because they know that they're willing to work for less wages, and we're willing to pay it because we're ignorant Americans, not realizing that it will lower the wages of our fellow Americans and lower the possibility of those people actually getting benefits at jobs and destroy our economy internally while creating a bigger trade rep for Mexico, America, and Canada through NAFTA, CAFTA, and the SPP. And right now, in my neck of the woods, off of 183, they are building these four-lane on both sides, so it's really an eight-lane super highway to gut through the country. Appreciate the call, Duff. Let's go to Kevin in Georgia. Kevin, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I just wanted to tell you I'm burning as many copies as I can of Invisible Empire, Police State 4. I actually handed out Police State 4 to a coworker, and he asked, well, where's 1, 2, and 3? So that really excited me. And so burn copies of those for him. And but what I'm getting from people, and I'm hearing callers calling in tonight and also mm-hmm. on Alex's show, is what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And your previous caller, the same way, he had a corrupt sheriff, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing here in our community is we actually went to our county sheriff. We had policies changed to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and also, you know, make sure that the sheriff knows his power, that he can keep the federal government out of the state, the county. He is in ultimate control of your city governments, of things of that nature. And it really enlightened him, and it encouraged us to know that he was a member of Oath Keepers. He's heard of Jason Burmans. He's heard of Alex Jones. And I just encourage all of your callers, if you want to know what to do, go to your county sheriff. If you don't like what you hear, demand a town meeting. That's what we're doing. We want to have all the citizens to cooperate with our local government and local, you know, police force and, you know, make your county better. You have to start locally. You don't have to be national, a radio host. things of that nature. And, you know, I need to just encourage all of your callers to start locally, start with your county sheriff. He can make a difference. If you don't like what he's doing, vote him out.
Well, that's great. Let's hold you over right now because I want to go through the process because a lot of people will say, oh, Jason Burmese never talks about any kind of solutions. How did you get people to go to your county sheriff? What did you do? Did you just get a hold of some of your neighbors? Let's go through the process of how you set up a meeting with your county sheriff and then you got some legislation changed in that community. Go ahead.
Okay, what happened here is we read an article in our county newspaper, and fortunately we have our journalists on board now. They want to see changes made where a citizen's Fourth Amendment rights was blatantly violated. And there's a pending lawsuit against the county. So we just stepped up and said, you know, enough's enough. And we wrote into our local newspaper, got it published, letter to the editor. It struck such a chord that the county sheriff called the editor that wrote the article and actually contacted us and said, we want to, you know, let's set up a meeting. We need to talk about this. Let's get some policy changes in order. You know, we want to make sure that we don't have the citizens against the police, and that's how it got started, right into your newspapers. Mm-hmm. Call your reporters. Do whatever you have to do, and make sure you're involved, and just start locally because it's got to start with the roots. It, you know, locally it will spread to state. State, maybe it'll spread outside of the state, and, you know, the next state over will take, you know, notice of what you're doing. But I really believe that starting locally is the way to stop this. And if we uphold our republic, uphold our Constitution, make sure our police officers follow the oath that they took, I really believe that will make a difference in your county.
Absolutely. Great caller. Thank you so much. Let's go to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say I've been a longtime fan of Alex. I'm a fan of yours, Mike Rivero, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this government is going to go down peacefully or like you know, Mike Rivero says, like the Soviet Union, or if it's going to, you know, go down not so easily and mm-hmm. there might be a violent revolution. Who knows what's going to happen?
Sure.
But I think it's essential, you know, for humans as a whole for this whole zeitgeist debate to be out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys are on one side. Mm-hmm. They're on seemingly on one side. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily exactly on opposite sides. Really, we're both on the same side
mm-hmm.
on this, and I understand.
Well, let me just say this. I certainly don't oppose anybody that's in the zeitgeist movement. I think you're allowed to believe what you want to believe, and at least you're public with your beliefs. I just don't happen to share those. And I've never been one to attack anybody or degrade someone's belief system, but when I disagree with something, you know, I've got to disagree with it, and I put forth my information that makes me feel like these aren't the solutions or possibly even the real roots of the problems. I'll come back to you on the other side. John, we got Tim, Ryan, Kit, and others. 888-201-2244. If you missed any of the program, you go to theinfowarrior.com following the show and get the high quality podcast. Back after this, it's The Info Warrior.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator, infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jason Burmis, loaded phone lines. We're going to go back to John in Oklahoma, but I want to say this. I am a huge purveyor of freedom of speech. I may not agree with what you have to say, but I'm going to let you at least say it. And going back to the beginning of the phone call on where this country is going, whether we're going to be able to peacefully restore the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and have an America that we can look up to again, or whether or not this society is going to crumble and we're going to have internal physical disputes, actual warfare. I think that's more along the lines of what the elitists would like to see, pockets of resistance, armed forces up against the American people, excuses for FEMA camps. But again, I'm not a I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the future. I can just read their documents, their propaganda, watch their television shows, and try to assert what I think is actually going to happen. So go ahead, John. You have the floor.
Absolutely. I agree. But you know the definition of insanity.
He's trying to do the same thing over and over and getting a different result. But again, John, this is old stuff. I mean, the fact that people coming together and kumbayaing and scarcity is the problem and that we're all going to be able to live in this society where we're all equal is really a socialistic, communistic type of utopia that has been presented before, but maybe not in the same technological respects as we have today, because technology has gotten so much bigger. But I don't necessarily see that we have to have that type of society to unleash those type of technologies on the public. After all, I think technology can be used to empower humanity on so many levels. So a lot of the technology that they show in the second half of that second film is something that I would like to see come to, you know, our lives. Go ahead, John.
That's what I'm saying, but I think your interpretation of it is completely misrepresenting what they're trying to say in their point of view, and it's oversimplifying it. We're arguing semantics and minor technicalities here. Mm-hmm. Really, ultimately, you guys have the same goals, they have the same goals, I have the same goals, we all have the same goals. Have you ever watched The Esoteric Agenda or Chymatica?
Yeah, I haven't seen Chymatica, but I watched Esoteric Agenda, and no offense to the guy that made it, I do kind of look at it as kind of the poor man's zeitgeist, as it does cover some of the same material, but then it gets into more of Codex Elementarius and the limits on nutrients and really what he thinks is going to happen in 2012, where Zeitgeist takes the perspective that 2012 doesn't really mean anything, and I'm kind of under that same perspective. He says that that's, you know, 2012 could happen anywhere between, you know, 2000 and 2050, maybe even 2100, we don't know. But I've seen those documentaries, all the, you know, I'm just not... I'm not one of those guys that thinks that we're really going to have this universal revelation of the mind where all of a sudden the elite are going to come together with the common man and say, oh man, what was I thinking? We could all live so happily. And let me give you an example, John. I had somebody come to me about a month and a half ago, and I met with this person because I had dated this girl's, this woman's daughter for a while, and she wanted me to come meet with this guy. And this guy was convinced, boy, he had the solution. And this July 4th coming up, he's going to publish this book, and this book is the solution. He looked me in the eye and he said, you know, everybody's going to want to do this, from the common man to Dick Cheney. And I'm looking at this guy like, he doesn't know who Dick Cheney is. He has no idea what he's talking about. He was going through the sliding scales of government and tyranny and anarchy and all these different things, and he seemed like a guy that, you know, was trying to do good in the world, thought he had the solution, but then he was like, I need to get in touch with Glenn Beck to Glenn on Glenn Beck's program, because Glenn Beck is going to love this too, and Glenn Beck can help this thing happen to America. People are sometimes delusional in what the solutions are, and I don't think I'm misinterpreting it. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I appreciate the call, John. I got to move on to Tim, Ryan, Kit, Tate, Michael, John, Blind Hunter, Tom, and Adam on the other side. Loaded phone lines in the final hour of the Info Warrior.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I saved the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacksmith of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
All right, folks, we are back live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. We're going to continue to take your calls. Tim in Rhode Island, you are up, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that Invisible Empire was a great film.
Well, thank you.
And sure. I wanted to suggest all the people that address Obama as the heir apparent. I have a better suggestion, is address him as Bush's and Obama's cousin. I think that would be like a great segue into going into like you know, the similarities between him and Bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's also, isn't he like the second cousin or third or fourth of Cheney too? These guys are always interrelated.
Cheney is Bush's ninth cousin.
Well, I was talking about Cheney and Obama actually being related. I don't know about that. I remember the biggest one for me was in 2004 when Kerry was running against Bush. Not only did they both go to Yale together, not only were they both in Skull and Bones 2 years apart, but they were second cousins on one side and then eighth cousins on the other side. So they were interrelated on both sides, and it kind of lets you know that the superclass doesn't elect their puppets. They select their puppets, and they get you to vote for them, thinking that you have a choice, Tim.
Exactly. I also wanted to plug it, because I noticed that you guys had Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Doug Stanhope on. I want to kind of plug in like Jimmy Dore, Duncan Trussell, and Graham Elwood, who all have podcasts, their comedy podcasts, and lately they've been talking about, you know, Barack Obama as, oh, you know, this guy's, you know, a joke. He's, you know, does one thing and does the other, and he's acting like like Bush. And Graham Elwood actually gave him a copy of your film.
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, he said that, you know, he'll take a look at it. And well, it was actually it was your 9/11 film.
Oh, Fabled Enemies.
Fabled Enemies. And he said that, you know, he'll take a look at it. And
There are a lot of comedians out there. We've had a couple of them on this program. Patrice O'Neill has come on the program a little over a year ago. Oh, I can't. Bill Burr has been on the program. I think you mentioned Bill Burr. Bill Burr came on last year, but as he said, he kind of tapped out from the whole conspiracy realm after watching, you know, all of my films, Who Killed the Electric Car? He went on the air to talk about that. I've gotten friended by Greg Fitzsimmons, who was asked on his program. Fitzsimmons has a weekly show on the Stern Network. And he was asked on his program what he thought about the 9/11 conspiracies, and he said, well, I've seen them all, I've heard them all, and I kind of already knew this because we had conversed a little bit back and forth, and I think he's a great guy. I'd actually love to go on the Greg Fitzsimmons show. I should really try to set that up. I'd like for Fitz to watch my latest movie, too, because, again, I really think it breaks down not only who the New World Order is and what the New World Order is, but what their modes of control are and where we're headed in this New World Order run by the elitists. Ryan in Georgia, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes. Now, Ryan, did I drop you before? Are you the Ryan that dropped?
Yeah, well, I'm actually the Ryan that hung up on you, actually.
You hung up?
I did.
Okay.
But I apologize for that. But I hung up because, you know, stuff we're talking about, I really didn't want to talk about. But
okay.
My question is...
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff I've done being a private contractor,
mm-hmm.
and stuff that, you know, that are brought up on your show and Alex's show and everything, and I show to my friends and family,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and they do not listen. They think that everything is just, oh, well, whatever's on the mainstream media is fine, and they just don't get it. I mean... What is your opinion on what I should do?
Well, you just got to keep going at them, man. I mean, do you think my family turned to the first time I said 9/11 was an inside job or the government was involved? They looked at me like I had three eyes. That was a struggle for years and years and years. I lost friends. My brother didn't look at me the same way for about 6 months. My sister was concerned. But I kept hammering them home with information. And then after the release of Loose Change, boy, did their attitudes change. And I see a change all the time in friends and family that used to laugh. I appreciate the call. I'll go over it a little more on the other side.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back live only at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and finishing up on the question that Ryan was asking me. You know, my family and friends, they won't listen to me. Look, number one, have some discernment. The way that I was really able to get people to listen more and more and more is I would start with a subject that I knew they would be somewhat sympathetic to or already knew a little bit about. So, for instance, if your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle is religious. Oh, yeah, that Christian conservative Bush. Hey, have you ever heard about the Bohemian Grove? No, I've never heard about the Bohemian Grove. What's that? Oh, well, for 2 weeks out in Sonoma, California, all these elitists and sometimes Christian conservatives such as Bush and his father and Newt Gingrich and others, they get together and they have this opening ceremony where they have a 40-foot owl god and they do this mock human sacrifice. And they're going to look at you like you have three heads. Then you take out your little iPhone and you Google it on the iPhone. You can even do a voice search. You only hit one button. Voice search it. Bohemian Grove. And then the ritual comes up and you hit play and they start looking at it and they can't believe it. And then you do a Google image search, and there are their annals right there with these people at this situation. All of a sudden, the light clicks off. Maybe you've got somebody who is one of those people that they'll tell you, oh, well, Bush knew about 9/11 from the PDB memo because Keith Olbermann told me so, but I'm going to toe that left-leaning line that there weren't any weapons of mass destruction, but they really didn't know, or they did know, but they couldn't have staged 9/11. And then you start talking to them about the put options. And by the way, that's a big story I haven't covered. The SEC has now said all the insider trading on 9/11 led to nobody. That's right. Nobody who was involved in 9/11 was involved in insider trading. But we knew that would be a foregone conclusion with these sickos, these twisted murderers. Nothing bothers me more than going back to 9/11, remembering the 3,000 plus people they slaughtered, then laughed about it, then lied to the American public, and 9 years later, they're still lying to you like you're a child, telling you that the millions made on multiple occasions with multiple firms of the insider trading on 9/11 with American Airlines, with United Airlines, with Morgan Stanley, with Chase Bank, with A.B. Buzzy Cromgard, the ex-number-3 guy at the CIA, A.B. Brown Company. That just never happened now. It just never, ever happened. Tate in Michigan. Tate, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm not particularly against globalization in the United Nations. Mm-hmm. What I'm against is the deceptive nature that the New World Order is trying to usurp this global power. And I've been spending time reading and listening to Scott Ritter, former weapons inspector for the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to stop us from going into wars that was going to destroy our economy.
Yes.
A million Iraqis would still be alive. I do think that there's a battle between the shadow government that will not allow a human-natured constitution to be formed under the United Nations, but yet they want a new world order that will be a white Anglo establishment setting up a feudal system.
Well, I would say this. I mean, the United States championed the United Nations. They tried to bring in the League of Nations after World War One. That's all Carnegie Endowment Fund. That's all these big institutions and organizations, the Ford Foundation. And those same people were behind the United Nations. And the United Nations Declaration of, human independence and our human rights is great up until you get to the last part. I mean, it sounds awesome. All these great things until you get to the last part where they say basically the state is in charge and they can revoke any of these rights at any time. And in any big organization like that, especially a think tank type organization where you have delegates from all these other nations, you are going to have real internal conflicts. And even at the upper echelons on who is going to be the head of the National Security Council, where UN troops are going to be, what the face and shape of this global order is going to be as well. And I wouldn't be against a quote unquote global government where the people were actually in charge, where we had a constitution and bill of rights like our own. But at the same time, wouldn't that be extremely dangerous? Looking at how our country has been slowly and incrementally usurped through the Constitution and Bill of Rights, basically eviscerating those documents under national security, taking away the three branches of government, putting special interests and lobbying groups in charge. So I think it's very dangerous when you consolidate all of this power. Obviously, I would like to live in a world of peace and harmony, of love and respect of all human beings. But at the same time, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and they'll offer you that solution all day. And as they say they're putting into place, the only thing that will be put into place is more tyranny. Appreciate the call. Michael in New York City. Michael, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. I was calling in because I wanted to bring this up. A lot of people don't seem to talk about this. Everyone's talking about a possible false flag and things like that, but everyone's talking about nukes. But personally, I do research into the field of electromagnetics, and I believe that an electromagnetic pulse would be more deadly to this country than one nuke could be.
And wait, let me just explain what an EMP is to those that don't know. If a nuclear weapon were to be released on a massive scale, theoretically that would release an EMP beforehand. An electromagnetic pulse weapon could basically stop all air travel. Planes would fall out of the sky. The power would be shut off. It could be completely devastating to an evolved society. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even have to really worry about fallout. If you detonated it above in the atmosphere, you could actually cause something called the conning effect, which would actually be like a giant sheet of lightning kind of that would completely destroy all electronics, and it would kill anyone who's near any solid metal object because it would electrocute you like a third rail. Mm-hmm. And that would be devastating to you and the Internet itself. That would be their excuse to say, oh, the Internet was shut down because all of these computer systems.
The only thing that I think the problem with that is, Michael, is that they fed the public so hardcore with a nuke going off or a dirty bomb or something of that nature that if an EMP weapon went off, I don't think that they would be sold on the fact that Muslims in turbans and caves would be able to do that or Al-Qaeda would be able to acquire it. But that is an interesting take and definitely something to look into. I appreciate the call. John in Louisiana. John, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
Good, sir.
I like Invisible Empire is really good, and I want to thank you for that. I've been handing out copies of that.
Oh, thank you. What was your favorite part of it, John? What was the part that was maybe the best part of the movie?
The part where they go over the secret societies and stuff like that, I was really into that.
Okay, excellent. So it's like the tail end of the movie. Cool. What else on your mind?
Well, I live in Louisiana, and of course you've heard about the oil rig sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaking oil. Well, they have a solution, and I read this article on Orlando Sentinel, and they're talking about putting this disparate, and it's kind of like soap.
Mm-hmm.
How it reacts to the oil on a pan when you're washing dishes or something, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Dawn soap. And what it's going to do is it makes the oil sink to the bottom, but I don't think that'll work because wouldn't it kill the marine life on the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, no, they made a big mistake there. And of course, anything they do right now is going to severely hurt the ecosystem around, especially if they leave the oil in the ocean. It brings to light this film called The Corporation, where they talk about the patents on life and how life was unable to be patented for so many years. But then they created this little microorganism, which was life, but it would eat oil spills. And for the longest time, they couldn't use it until they decided, okay, you can patent life as long as it's not human life. So now you can patent up to 99.9% of a human being as long as it has that one chimpanzee DNA or molecule. But yeah, whatever they do there is obviously going to impact the environment, especially if they leave the oil out there. But I'm not so familiar with how they could ecologically clean that up with the least environmental impact. That's something that's out of my range of knowledge. Appreciate the call, John. Blind Hunter in Michigan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, love your show.
Thanks, sir.
I just want to thank you for taking my call and giving me the opportunity to voice my First Amendment right on
you
your show. A couple comments and a question.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers, Gordy and Randy, and my cousins, Bullseye and Steve, were at Ron Avery's bar last night for a meetup group at the Silver Eagle Tap House in McQueenie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a couple of weeks ago you mentioned that your next movie is going to be a MK Ultra.
It may be. Now, I don't know what my next project's going to be, but for those listening, I have an idea for a movie called Mind Controlled, and the controlled would be with a K, and we would be going over the MK Ultra project as well as what happened in Jonestown and modern modes of mind control as well, but really focused on the MK Ultra program, what they did there, and what Jonestown was really about. Go ahead.
Well, my nephew, Kevin, he's got a band called MK Ultra, and I'll tell you, this guy is talented as all get out. And I think he could lay down some tracks for you for your new movie if you do that.
Well, tell him to hit me up at Facebook.
Facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior.
You can send me a private message through that. You can get at me at MySpace.com/JasonBurmis, and you can get me through on that. Jason at InfoWars isn't me. I know that Jason at InfoWars sounds like it should be me. It's Jason Douglas, so he gets a lot of my hate mail, and I'll get these things forwarded on how what a terrible person I am. But if you want to get at me, the easiest way to do it is my Facebook or my MySpace page. I'll guarantee to check that out. We're going to go to Tom, Adam, JD, Brandon, John, Shane, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplacementRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control,
control. ReplaceWithRemote.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
If you're just joining us over at the Info Warrior, besides taking calls, we've talked about Buffett sees no wrongdoing in Goldman case and admits in the article, yes, he invested $5 billion with Goldman Sachs and made billions more. Of course they didn't do anything wrong. We went over Obama's reported cheating scandal that the media is going to be suppressing, but if it does get out in the weeks and months out there, who knows what shape it'll take. Vera Baker, his aide from his presidential campaign, or no, I'm sorry, his Senate campaign in 2004. We went over the iPhone 4G illegal raid of Jason Chen's house. Yes, Apple demands justice when they let their own prototype go and he does his job as a journalist. We also went over Utah bars fined for failing to scan customers' IDs. Doesn't matter if they've checked the IDs, they've looked at the IDs, they've made sure that the people are of age to drink. Now, if you serve someone who's 27 years old and you don't want to scan their ID in the Track Trace database Big Brother system, it's the same as serving a minor. And I was on fire about that in the first hour. We're going to continue with your calls. Tom in California. Tom, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
All the time. I have a solution for the chemtrails. Your videos go viral all the time, and I love it, and I help them. I hand out DVDs all the time. Chemtrails. I'm calling on every InfoWire, every Alex Jones listener to flood YouTube, flood every one of the file sharing networks with videos of their own chemtrails in their own neighborhood. Let's like make it go viral. Let's every single person. I woke up to blue skies this morning, and within like a couple hours after blue skies, there was chemtrails. Like I counted like 10 lines across the sky. Like I saw planes all day. I think if we put it out enough and we put it on all the file sharing networks with videos, it's all over the country. If we can,
I think that somebody out there has to take these videos and do a comprehensive documentary on the subject. Alex Jones may be putting this information in Fall of the Republic too. I spent a week out in Ukiah, California, about a year ago now, actually, with Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. That's CaliforniaSkywatch.com, the best site for prolonged jet contrails, or what we commonly refer to as chemtrails. All the evidence that this is a NASA national security program is there. You can see the documentation. And last year we had Holder come out and say they had plans to block the sun, to block the sun, to block the sun by using these very chemtrails. I appreciate the call, Tom. Somebody's got to get out there and be creative. There's only so many Alex Joneses and Jason Burmeses in the world, but there are other talents out there. People like William Lewis that do Washington, You're Fired, and Camp FEMA, Gary Franchi, others, but we need even more people to step up to the plate and take the time to make these important infomentaries, info warrior docs that can get out to the public. Adam in Arizona. Adam, you're on the line.
First time listener, and you got me hooked.
Oh, good. Sounds good.
I can't wait to watch all the rest of your stuff. Hey, I'm calling about the Goldman Sachs thing because it seems to me that they're just getting a bad rap. I mean, their job is to make markets. They bet on the markets. You have airlines hedging on the price of oil, you know, betting on it the other way. And
but are
I don't
you
know,
aware of, like, hold on, are you aware of what Paulson did? Paulson gave himself a $200 million tax credit while he was the head of the people that were supposed to oversee it after working for Goldman Sachs after they gave out the bailout. And then you look at these bailouts, and they're not really bailouts. They're hedges. Again, it's almost like they're doing it over and over again. When they tell you it's $700 billion, the numbers officially over 6 months ago are now $24.7 trillion. And it's a criminal consolidation of power, what they're able to do. And it's not betting on markets. They're able to edge out smaller banks that aren't part of this FDIC, Federal Reserve, IMF, SEC program. Let me give you an example. Last year, 140 banks went down. Now, those aren't individual banks. Those are smaller local bank chains because they can't survive in this market. And they're saying they're going to bail them out again. And you, again, you look at the people that worked for Goldman Sachs, people like Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke, and now they're being propped up as men of the year. Ben Bernanke was the man of the year. He refused to say where the money went when he was confronted by Ron Paul and others in hearings over a year and a half ago. Wouldn't say where the money was, says that it was in the reports. They had the reports in front of them. There was no names of these companies. Okay, so it's a criminal payout, a consolidation of power. And now Bernanke, I'm not sure you're aware of this yet, but Bernanke 3 weeks ago got up in front of the Congress and he said, you know what, I don't think that we've done enough. We may have to eliminate some of these entitlement programs. He used the term entitlement as if your Medicare is entitlement, your Social Security that you've paid into your entire life is entitlement. And then on top of that, he said, you know what? If we can't do it through that, we may also have to raise taxes. I want to get your take on everything I just said on the other side, Adam. We're going to go to JD, Brandon, John, Shane, JJ, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. If Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam.
We are back, and we're talking to Adam out in Arizona, and he asked me the question, what's so bad about Goldman Sachs? And let me just follow it up with this, and I'm going to get his take on it. If Goldman Sachs was really innocent of these crimes, they wouldn't have brought them up on civil charges. They probably would have tried them in a criminal case, but they didn't want to do that. What they do is they do the civil trial. They'll weed out a few people that got a couple $20 million payoffs, and they'll serve 6 months in jail, and they'll get a little slap on the wrist, a la kind of Syriana. If you ever saw the film Syriana, which is based on Bob Baer's experience out in the Middle East, when one of these contracting companies is caught doing something illegal, they actually go to them and say, look, we're going to have this show trial. You'll probably have to spend such and such a time in prison and pay these fines. But this is how we're going to control that opposition. That's how we're going to control the situation. So what's your take, Adam?
Yeah, and I don't mean to be a shill for these companies, because they're intertwined with the government. There's a lot of bad stuff. The bailouts are a bad thing.
Sure.
I should have been more specific, because what I was actually talking about was the SEC charge and the civil case specifically. But
Well, I'll say this. It's probably one of the weaker charges by design that the SEC is putting out there, because, again, the SEC is just another part of now the IMF and the Federal Reserve banking cartel system. So the charge that they put out there is probably very broad and very flimsy, but at the same time, they will get some revelations and they'll show out a couple of their CEOs. Whereas if they did a real criminal investigation with teeth and allowed somebody like, you know, Ron Paul to get in there, no, we would find out the truth, or at least as close to the truth we could get before they called national security on these archives. And there are internal documents that they did want their archives to go under the veil of national security. I think we went over that about a month ago. Just type in Goldman Sachs mulled over national security, and those documents are out there. I got to jump to the next caller. I hope I helped out. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, Adam. Go check out my documentaries, Invisible Empire, Fabled Enemies, The Loose Change, Final Cut. JD in Canada. JD, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just watching The Simpsons, and you're not going to believe what just happened in the town of Springfield.
All right. Well, let me just go. First of all, crazy Simpsons fan. When I tell you I'm a crazy Simpsons fan, at home, in my closet, I have about 75 Simpsons action figures still in the cases. I've seen every Simpsons episode ever, including and up till last week's. I am going to watch The Simpsons from tonight as soon as I get home tonight. I enjoyed The Simpsons movie, even though it was all about quarantining the entire town of Springfield, folks. If you didn't see The Simpsons movie, that's what it was about. It was about quarantining an eco-zone, and then they lied to the people and said everything was going to be okay, put them under martial law, and tried to nuke and kill them within the dome. That was the theme of the Simpsons movie. So almost nothing will surprise me. There was even like a Wiccan Simpsons episode this year that kind of freaked me out. But let's hear what went on tonight, JD.
All right, Jason, three words. Botched nuke attack.
Really? Botched nuke
joking.
Attack.
And you know what the solution was?
Let's hear it.
CCTV cameras everywhere.
Wow. That's the theme of the Simpsons tonight, huh? That's pretty depressing and heartbreaking because I'm such a fan, but I'll have to watch that. Well, earlier this year, so Homer's out in the living room and he's looking outside and it's snowing. And Lisa goes, or he says to Lisa, "Oh, how about your global warming now?" And then, of course, the standardized answer is that global warming has weather on both extremes, both hot and cold. And he goes, "Oh, global warming, it's hot and it's cold. It's the queen of crazy land." And then as soon as he did it, he flipped up the El Diablo. Rob Jacobson pointed it out to me. I just flipped it up. Oh, God forbid, Jason Burmes did it on TV. But he flipped up the El Diablo while talking about fake global warming. I'm going to have to watch the episode. I thank you for the tip and the call. And if it's as crazy as it sounds, we'll probably play it on the air next week on the Info Warrior. Brandon in California. Brandon, you're online.
Hey, Jason. Big fan. I got a question for you.
You got it.
On the on the Info Wars website, there's the article about Larry Silverstein's new controversy, the bombshell alert. Mm-hmm. My question is, there's a video in it called Pull It. And in that video, it shows how Building 6 was basically pulled with explosives.
Mm-hmm.
My question is I'm sure you guys are aware that if you watch the full PBS documentary, you'll see that Building 6 was actually pulled with cables.
Mm-hmm.
It says it numerous times in there, and it actually shows it in the documentary, them pulling the building with cables.
You're talking about the slurry wall, right? The slurry wall of 6 was pulled down with cables when they're talking about pulling the building. However, the debunkers have come out and said that only means this type of controlled demolition. That's not what pull it means. But we have people calling up CDC, which was Controlled Demolition Incorporated, back in 2004, asking them what the term pull it actually meant. And they said that's when they're going to destroy the building and pull it down. I do not believe that that terminology is only used in the respect to pull down the building with cables. I do believe that pull it is an actual term from controlled demolitions to take the building down. And in that article, they go over how Larry Silverstein said, well, at 5 o'clock, we pulled the firefighters from the building. But we all know that's not true according to their official accounts. Everybody was pulled from the building after the second plane strike. In Fabled Enemies, I have the interview with Barry Jennings and the two live accounts from that day, not only for Barry Jennings, but Michael Hess, that were in the building. And they said the entire command center had been emptied out. They had turned the power off and they had to leave in a shaft elevator, basically. Or no, they went down in the stairs, but they were brought up in a shaft elevator because all the other power was out. And the only people that were at the bottom were firefighters and police officers. And they said when they were finally rescued, the entire place, well, Barry Jennings said that he was stepping over bodies and it had been blown out, but there were no personnel in the building at that moment. And Barry Jennings was rescued, well before, geez, I want to say well before 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to say he was rescued probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock. So again, there's no one there for them to pull out of the building. And with Larry Silverstein now admittedly on the phone with his insurers asking whether or not he can have a controlled demolition of the building. Well, he wouldn't be asking if he could have a controlled demolition of the building if there weren't explosives already in the building, because you could obviously not set up a controlled demolition of a 47-story skyscraper, A, in that time period, and B, in an area with all that fire. Go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, I agree. I think it was brought down with explosives.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, well, and then you brought up the Barry Jennings thing. That's also a good point. A point I wanted to make on that is, he never actually said he was stepping over dead bodies.
He said he was stepping over people.
He was stepping over people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then he also says that he basically implies that you would know what it feels like to step over a dead body.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, come on. I mean, you could have been stepping over people that were still alive.
Oh, no way. Where we would disagree. He said he was in a disaster area. You wouldn't be stepping over live bodies in the lobby of World Trade Center 7 because they would be, they'd be begging. Can you imagine that? You're in a situation where you're being led out by firefighters and police and they're not helping other live people on the ground. And you got to remember, it precludes to don't look down, don't look down. They were telling me not to look down, and that's because we were stepping over people. They wouldn't have had a problem with him looking down if there were people who were alive, and there wouldn't be just people alive laying down in World Trade Center Building 7 after World Trade Center 1 and 2 had been imploded. You catch my drift? Obviously, the people he was stepping over were not injured. They were dead. I appreciate the call, Brandon. I'm going to jump to John in Idaho. John, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Love your work and analysis.
Thank you.
I've been very excited watching it. The latest stuff is just phenomenal. I'm trying to get people to watch this. I've been aware of the chemtrails since 96.
Mm-hmm.
Tracked them down to Evergreen out of Washington and Wright-Patterson Field. So I knew about chemtrails way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And they do affect me personally. The other thing is we have a very important date coming up, June 6th, we can do something about, which is D-Day.
Okay.
All right. Now, what if everybody went to their bank? You can't do it on June 6th because that's Sunday. If everybody went to the bank and demanded their money on June 7th, we're storming the banks, not the beaches. Show them that we have the power.
That's an interesting idea. I think that would maybe create a bank holiday and one of those situations. Obviously, they don't have the money and could create a real crisis within the country, but maybe a controlled crisis that we could work towards our advantage. Are you working on a website, or is there somewhere where you can go to find out more about this movement?
I just came up with this brain gas expenditure today,
mm-hmm.
How to do something positive and without being violent.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to hit the bankers and the people in the control the most, and it's through the banks. We demand our money, and they can't produce it. What are they going to do? If everybody took off Monday to go to the banks and do that, I'm going to contact George Norrie and Jeff Rentz.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Quill, and get this done and out there some way.
Well, I would say this, John. Don't wait for somebody else to take up action with you. You have a great idea here. I would get online and find somebody right now that's willing to work on a website with you that you can flesh out this idea, because time is short. And if you really want this thing to get out there and be big, I mean, it's May 2nd today. I would say you should have it up and running no later than 4 days from now. And that may seem impossible to some people, but if you really want to work for something for June 6th, you got to have at least a month leeway. You got to have a site that's designed well that people can go to, maybe a Facebook movement, a MySpace movement. But I think another great thing would be to go out to a lot of these memorial parades that you're going to see for D-Day, a lot of these different events for the veterans, and go out there with our copies of our films, with flyers about this event, and really get the word out. It's by doing the groundwork and not waiting for others, taking the initiative yourself, that these things can be achieved. Appreciate the call. Shane in Virginia. Shane, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to thank you first off. And I wanted to talk about the Arizona immigration laws.
Okay, go ahead.
Passed like 3 years ago in my county.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole town went up, and there was a parade going down the street of illegals. And, well, not all of them were illegal, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a big uproar, and now it's 3 years later, and everyone pretty much forgot about it.
So what you're saying is your county passed a similar law 3 years ago where the local police could then deport these people or bring them directly to ICE, do the federal government's job. And even though that was passed 3 years ago, it's been forgotten about and it's not enforced anyway.
No, we've been enforcing it. I'm not sure exactly what the law is that they mm-hmm. passed because, you know, of course, it was 3 years ago and I wasn't pretty much awakened then.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't look into it all. But I asked my mom what they were talking about on the local news, because I don't watch the local news.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that they said that it was pretty much the same exact law that we passed 3 years ago, and they really don't see why everyone's having such an uproar about it, because, you know, it went over fine where we live.
Well, obviously, if it's a statewide thing, it's a lot different than a county. So now if this state does that and another state does that, well, that usurps the globalist plans to slowly bring in illegal aliens to basically drive wages down and incorporate a society where you have a union of North America, which is Mexico, Canada, and the United States. Appreciate the call, my man. JJ in Texas. JJ, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I had something I wanted you and Alex to have a look at. It's about the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Okay.
I was watching C-SPAN the other day and had my back turned, and this guy started saying, it was a day after Clinton made that ridiculous speech about the Tea Party people or whatever. They had the three-day marathon of the anniversary of Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And it was a panel, like four people. I wrote down my notes. I've been looking through them like since your show's been on to try to find out the exact name. This guy from the started saying these talk show radio hosts thinking that they're filmmakers, and all they have is their facts. They're stupid facts. They shouldn't be allowed to have facts. And I listened to it, and I thought, oh, my God, he's talking about Alex and Jason. And I turned around, and it was the head intelligence director for the Southern Poverty Law Center. He looks like George Lucas. And his name is something like George or John.
And you're saying this was on C-SPAN about a week and a half ago is when you're telling me?
Yeah, it was like on the 14th or the 15th, it was the day after Clinton's speech, and it was a panelist of four people. The guy from the Southern Poverty Law Center, I mean, he does hate y'all. He was so full of ridiculous hate. How dare you have your facts?
Well, you're not allowed to have facts when they oppose the establishment. It's just like you're not allowed to talk about a new world order unless you're for it. See, an invisible empire have a couple hundred people being for a new world order, proposing a new world order. But when Jason Burmes tells you the new world order isn't a good thing, all of a sudden, JJ, his facts aren't fit for print and people should not listen to them.
Right. Well, you've got to pull this up because there's four of them that are all after you.
Well, I will go to the C-SPAN archive, and I will look for the latest Southern Poverty Law Center seminar, and if I can find it, I will download it, and we'll try to do a segment next week, and I'll show Alex. I appreciate the tip. Really good callers today. Lots of good tips. We had that. You know, I might want to play that commercial again on the other side just to finalize for people, because this commercial for Pennsylvania tax collectors, the IRS, is over the top, off the charts, big brother mafioso, folks. Jimmy in Missouri. Jimmy, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just waiting to get on the phone, and a Jasper County Sheriff's Department criminal transport just, like, rolls through my neighborhood.
Well, that can happen.
I never see these people.
Well, what do you want to talk about other than that, my friend?
Huh?
What do you want to talk about other than that, my friend?
Just the general police state that Southwest Missouri is actually in. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of weird. Our cops are out of control here. I know a person who had their fingers cut off in the jail.
It doesn't stop. When you, especially in small towns, you have a lot of power-hungry people that didn't do well in high school. They weren't, you know, the prom king. They got picked on. What did they decide to do? Oh, they decided to become police officers. Now, that's not everybody. I actually have a very good relationship with my local police back in New York in the town I live in, Oneonta, outside of where I went to college. However, I go back to Fort Plain, where I went to high school, just 45 miles away, and the cops there are power-hungry madmen. Let me give you an example. Over Thanksgiving break, in a town where there are maybe 1,200 people, the cops opened fire on an unarmed kid who had stole his mother's car. Okay, they opened fire. There were bullet holes next to my house at the local it's the Save-A-Lot now. It's just unbelievable. Some of these cops are out of control. Jimmy, I appreciate the call. We're going to come back. Final segment of the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I never remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position
you
in
that
the
commercial?
Coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The if made gets
all right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I want to play this commercial really quickly, but what do we cover on the show? Well, we covered Fisher Price, my first bomb from the Taliban, the yellow toy-looking clock that was supposedly the explosive. We went over the Pittsburgh non-explosive that they supposedly found at the marathon. We went over the track, trace, and database system at Utah bars. It doesn't matter if you're old enough to drink. If you look under 35, it's time for the fines to stop rolling. And we went over this little commercial as well as the Obama affair. Yes, it looks like he's been cheating on his wife, folks. Not a big shocker out there, but the mainstream media is silent for a reason. Let's play this Pennsylvania IRS ad.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
See, we'll skip your penalty if you pay up, and we'll only make you pay half the interest. We're big brother. That's how we roll. Final few callers. Chris in Florida. Quickly, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Real quick, one comment, two questions.
Mm-hmm.
To add to that commercial, they also know it's there's no lot of force to pay your income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Second, the first comment, I liked in the movie how in England you had the 24-hour cameras in your home if you did something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the two questions were, I went to sign up for some classes at the local middle school, and on the door to the principal's office it said, no vaccines, no seventh grade schedules. And the question was, for that was, what should I bring? Like, should I bring a printout that says it's not law? You know, what would I bring to bring that to their
attention? For the vaccines? For the vaccines, I would bring in the actual side labels where you can see the thimerosal and the mercury in there. And then I would also bring up the FDA page that has now rescinded and basically recalled two of the H1N1 shots. And then I would also bring along, I mean, if you have an iPhone, if you don't, or any of those phones that can play videos, the 1976 60 Minutes case that deals with Guillain-Barré. Those are the tools that I would use to kind of break them into the problems with vaccinations. Go ahead.
And the other question was, did you see that they just made that new movie, No, You Don't Know Jack, about Jack Kevorkian? Why do you think all of a sudden they're bringing him out, you know, back out after, you know, they passed the health care thing?
That's an interesting point. For those that don't know who Jack Kevorkian is, he is the Doctor of Death. He also is into very bizarre paintings. And they promoted him many a times as like this sympathetic person who just wants to help people get through their suffering. And I think the reason that they're obviously promoting him now more than ever is that this health care bill is talking about end-of-life counseling and the case for killing granny, just like the cover of Newsweek 6 months ago, where they have the plug pulled and they say, hey, this is the right thing to do for the country. Final caller, Steven in Florida. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, hey, Jason. Hey, just want to say real quick, about a week ago, I got to see an episode of the History Channel. It's called History International, and it was about 9/11 conspiracy theories. And sure enough, they had you and Alex and Webster Tarpley and a bunch of others that have been on you guys' shows. And, of course, everything you had to say and they had to say, they would counter it with the expert response. And they had James Meigs and some underling of his that looked like a little pencil neck geek with, you know, no testosterone at all, and several others. But, you know, of course, they were the experts.
Yes, Davin Coburn, who was a local sports reporter out in Pennsylvania, he's the expert beside Jason Burmes. I know the documentary you're talking about, the History Channel doc, chock full of lies. They actually claim that we would shy away from the controlled demolition hypothesis in Loose Change Final Cut. If you watched the movie, folks, you knew it was a lie. Remember, get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com right now.